Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is Christina Perez with Our Lady of Victory School, continuing in the Tip of the Week series. In this week's topic, we are going to discuss substitutions. In an earlier tip, we discussed the fact that narrowing your homeschool search down to one specific program saves a lot of time and energy for parents, especially first-time homeschool parents. This enables you to have one specific program rather than piecing your child's education from various resources. But you may find, however, that there is one subject where your child will need a more specific learning approach. If that's the case, this is where you need to look into a substitute. The first thing to do is contact your school and find out what their policy is regarding substitutions. This is going to vary from homeschool program to homeschool program, but for example, Our Lady of Victory's policy is that substitutions are allowed with prior approval from the school administration. So after you've received approval from your school, step number two would be to start your research. It may be that you already know of a specific program for that individual subject that works well for your children, and if that's the case, it's a shorter search for you. However, you may need to do a little bit of legwork in order to find that, let's say, math program that works best for your children. The third and final step is going to be give yourself time to prepare. Because a substitute is going to be outside of your homeschool program's normal offerings, you will most likely be responsible for developing lesson plans or a syllabus, all the grading, familiarizing yourself with the course altogether, and also you may need to make your own quarter exams. It's going to depend on what you do, but find out specifically from the school what will be required of you so that you can give yourself adequate time to prepare in order to be ready when the school year begins. A final note on this whole topic is that I don't recommend that people do a substitute just for the sake of doing a substitute. Only do this when it is something that really is required and necessary for your child to best learn a subject. Don't just switch math programs because you've heard good things about this one program from another homeschool parent. Only do it if you know that it's going to make your child's education better. Because really, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Don't give yourself so much work that you're going to have with these substitutes unless it's really required of you. I hope you enjoyed this tip, and I hope it clears up some questions you may have had about it. And if you have any others, please feel free to contact me. I can be reached at christina@olvs.org. That's christina@olvs.org. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and happy homeschooling.